Good evening. This is the 8 p.m. Eastern Time update on Hurricane Irene. Irene remains a Category 3 major hurricane, as recently confirmed by latest Hurricane Hunter aircraft. At this hour, the center of Hurricane Irene is pulling away from the northern Bahamas, moving towards the north-northwest at about 13 to 15 miles per hour. You can see the center now, a little dot here showing where the eye is. And over the next day to 2 days, the center of the hurricane will be moving towards North Carolina and then up through the northeast and through New England over the weekend. The conditions will deteriorate in North Carolina tomorrow, and a hurricane warning is now in effect for the entire North Carolina coast, so preparations there should be rushed to completion. Conditions will deteriorate over the weekend and be the worst for the northeast on Saturday and Sunday. At this stage, we expect that Irene will remain with about Category 3 intensity until it reaches North Carolina, and then weaken to Category 1 to 2 as it moves through the northeast and into New England. At this strength, the hurricane will be generating a storm surge of from 5 to 10 feet over the outer banks of North Carolina, and significant storm surge northward from there as well. To the west of the track, we expect significant rainfalls, excessive rain on the order of 5 to 10 inches, locally 15 inches of rain, which will be coming down on top of the saturated grounds that have already been experienced in the northeast. In addition, Irene is a very large storm, so the wind field extends quite far out. Hurricane force winds extend up to 80 miles from the center on the east of the storm, and so that's about in here, and tropical storm force winds extend out almost 300 miles, so to near here. So if you project this forward, you can see that there's going to be a large area of tropical storm to hurricane force winds that moves north and then northeastward across the eastern United States. So again, we have hurricane warnings now in effect for North Carolina, which means hurricane conditions are expected in the next 36 hours. A hurricane watch extends northward from there to New Jersey and up through portions of the Chesapeake Bay and Delaware Bay, which means hurricane conditions are possible in the next 2 days. It's important to pay attention closely to recommendations from your local emergency management official. At the National Hurricane Center, I'm Ed Rappaport.